Did you know these televisions out there? I hadn't watched a handful of minutes of television in the last 20 years. But I've watched a little. And what I've watched, I don't understand how anybody could watch that trash. I mean, you're living in a different place than I live. I can't turn it on. I mean, I don't like to hear the nasty words and the stuff and the killing and stuff that's on there. I don't even want to watch the news because even the commercials, they show it to you. So I just turned it off. I don't watch it. Cheryl and I have a television in our house, and I bet it hadn't. Well, her and Caitlin watched a little movie the other night, a little children's video that Cheryl loves. Her and Caitlin sat down and watched that the other night. And that's about the only thing our television ever gets used for. And I even have a Christian antenna that the only thing attached to it is Christian television. 19 Christian stations, and I don't even have time to watch them. You know, that DBS satellite that we've got, that costs $179. You buy that antenna one time, pay one price, and ain't never another charge for it. You can watch 19 television stations, all of them Christian. Some of them are English. I mean, everything. Daystar's on it, TBN, both theirs is on it, the Word's on it, GLC's on it, you name it, it's there. They're all under it. You watch them 24/7 the rest of your life, never another charge. Don't have to pay no monthly charges, no nothing. It's free. It's free. And the only thing there is Christian stuff. Some of it's Spanish, some of it's Russian, you know, some of it's Italian. It's a worldwide network. A satellite that covers the entire world. Somebody said, I ain't got time to watch Christian television, but you can watch 2 or 3 hours of the other stuff. You want to know why you're sick? I can tell you. Yeah. You want to walk in divine health? You got to do it His way. He's the one that said, if you obey me, you know, I'm just a servant, just like you. I'm a son of God, but I've studied this book and I've learned these promises and I've learned what works. And when I teach you what God says and you do what He says, then He has allowed me to pray the prayer of faith for you and for you to get healed. I've seen God heal many people. Some of you in this room have been healed before, or some of you here have been healed. In fact, sometimes you come here and you get healed and you live a long ways off and I never see you again until 2, 3, 4, 5 years later when you or your spouse or your brother or your sister's got a problem and then you come back. And you want to get healed. Well, I can praise God, you know, for that. That He still hears my prayer. And I praise, this lady looks like she's in perfect peace sitting back there right now. It's awesome to think that only an hour and a half ago, she was in such pain that she couldn't stand it. She said, I've got to go home. And Cheryl come got me and said, would you come back here and pray for this woman? She's got to go home. I went back there and told her, I said, I'm going to pray for you and God's going to heal you and your pain's going to go away. And then you can stay the rest of the afternoon and you won't have no pain. And that's exactly what happened. The King loves faith. And He, what did He say we could ask Him for if we're walking in love? Wow. Don't you think that's worth loving, worth walking in love for? Would you like to pray for somebody and see God do those kind of things? Whew. Would you like to have been there the night with me in ICU whenever I was telling that little gal in front of all them people what she had to do? And then to think that I would make such statements. Some people thought I was so cruel. But the little boy got healed. A week later, he did. He went home to the hospital. Now then, just like your daughter, if she hadn't known those same principles that I'd taught her, you know, and she prayed over that little child, and that little child was healed. That little child's 3 years old, you say now, and I've seen her here several times. She's been here, and every time I see her, I think, thank God for your daughter that knew these principles that got that other person to repent, and she prayed for her, and that little girl is well today. But if she hadn't known those principles, just like with David's little girl, they didn't have what we have today under the blood of Jesus. They didn't have it. When we repent of our sins today because of the blood of Jesus, God has made peace with you and me. And He wants to heal us. He wants us to walk in health. But He commands you to walk in love, doesn't He? Where is that scripture, Dave, in John 15:34? Where is that? 32? About where he says, "And this is a new command I give you, that you love one another." I think that's John 14 or John 12:34. It's in John. It's in John. I command. This is a new commandment I give you. I command you to love one another. 1 John 2. That's one of them. I'm not right. There it is. Okay, 1 John 2:7. "Dear friend, I'm not writing a new commandment, for it is an old one you have always had right from the beginning. This commandment to love one another is the same message you heard before. Yet it is also new. This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you, because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining. So I'm writing this new commandment, and I command this commandment to love one another." In other words, just think, why is it so difficult for us to do that, to love? I'll tell you why it's so difficult. Because the other day when Cheryl and I was in Germany, we had a young lady that was about 40 years of age, church secretary. She picked us up and was taking us all over, everywhere we needed to go in between preaching services. She was at our disposal, she said. And if we went together and talked, she told us one day, she said, "You know, this love that you preach," she said, "my daddy has never in his entire life," and here she is 40 years old, "my daddy has never told me he loved me. Never. He didn't demonstrate love." So she said, "When I got to be 20 years old and I left home and I started dating a young man and we're out one night and he looked me right in the eye and said, 'I love you.'" She said, "I thought so." Didn't mean nothing to her. Nothing. Why? Because she didn't know what love was. She wasn't a Christian. Her daddy had never loved her. If you're a Christian man and you're not touching your children, you're not holding your children, you're not allowing your little daughter to come jump up in your lap or to hold you or lean against you like Caitlin did me a while ago, laying standing here. You seen that little girl loving on me? That little girl not ashamed to love her granddaddy, because I love her. I go over to the house, she crawls up in my lap. That's the first thing she does. She hugs me, kisses me on the cheek. I kiss her back, all kinds of things, because that's God kind of love. Now, if daddies don't do that to their little daughters, you got to teach them what love is. But your sons, you got to teach your sons what love is too. Love. Be an example of God to your children. Love. Somebody says, "Well, I'm a man. You know, I don't want my children to see me hugging my wife." Forget it. You know, when your children come in, they should see you holding mama. Holding her, kissing her, telling her how much you love her. They ought to see it and hear it. That's the way we ought to live, men. I mean, what do we think we are? I mean, are we bigger than God? God commanded us to do this. So why are we doing it our way? I got a feeling we're listening to the wrong God, don't you? You know who that God is? The devil. You know, a big, real man couldn't possibly walk in and hold his wife in front of everybody and kiss her right in front of everybody, all the kids and everything else, and look her right in the eye and say, "Wow, you're the most beautiful thing to me. I love you with all my heart." But God told you to do that. And if God tells you to do that, if you do that and your children see that, your children will grow up learning what the God kind of love is. They see daddy holding mama. See mama come over and grabbing daddy. He comes in the afternoon, mama just runs in. She don't wait till she's invited. She just runs up and plants herself right up, kisses him on the cheek or on the mouth and says, "Whoa, boy, the man of my life at home today. I'm sure glad I'm married to you. You're the most wonderful man I ever saw. You'll make him feel 10 foot tall." You know? Don't run him down. Love him. And if you love each other like that, you're following the commandment Jesus told you, and you're not under this law that we talked about. All that law that brought all that sickness and disease upon you. If you're led by the Spirit, the Scripture says you're not under law. But it's only if you're led by the Spirit. Now, if you're not walking in love and you're not led by the Spirit, Paul tells us we fall from grace, we transgress the law, and we fall back down under the law. When you fall under the law, guess what? The demons of hell have legal right under the law. So you got to walk up there above that. And if you walk up there, then all these promises we quoted this afternoon, which are many, will work for you. Now then, I'm giving you a new commandment. There's the one, John 13:34. That's the one I was thinking about. Oh, now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. If you love, then that's an indication that Christ is in you. If you're walking in that kind of love. And if you're walking in love, your faith will work. If you're not walking in love, your faith won't work. These promises will not work for you unless you walk in a God kind of love. So when you come to the Lord, you need to come to Him humbly and say, Lord, I'm sorry I've messed up. I repent. There's one other scripture here we're going to go to before we start praying for people. I want us to go to John 20:20-23. And I want you to look at this and I want you to tell me what this says. I want to look at it in the King James. Well, let's look at it there. You got that first. Let's look at the NLT first. John 20:23. As He spoke, He held out His hands for them to see, and He showed them His side. They were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. He spoke to them again and said, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Then He breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Now, if Jesus breathes on you and says, Receive the Holy Spirit, do you think you're going to receive the Holy Spirit? Okay, look what happened. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.